It's time for us to join Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for our weekly chat about the latest news from the charity. Another busy week as always. A few different topics we're going to talk a little bit about today, and got some fundraising news as well for you towards the end. Matt, thanks once again for joining us.
Hello, Alan. Nice to be here again.
I'm going to chat a little bit about the organisation itself, mostly this time around, Matt, a little bit about how we operate and the ever-changing easing of lockdown, but transitions as well. That's quite a big thing, quite an important thing for the charity as well.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, we've had a programme running sort of parallel to and joined to all the work we've been doing on improvement through the statutory inquiry. And one of the things that we announced in November last year now was that we were going to transfer our regulated services in England to new providers. And this was a decision that's been taken some time before that announcement, actually, but we sort of communicated it back in November last year. So with everything else that's been going on, you know, with the challenges of coronavirus impacting, you know, the economy and ease of movement of people and ability to meet, you know, all the things everyone's been struggling with a bit, you know, it's been an interesting program to sort of manage over the last few months, actually.
Even with the coronavirus and so on, there has still been movement in this particular process.
You know, through coronavirus, it's been a you know, difficult time to sort of maintain, you know, the sort of the plans because of the difficulty of meeting and people travelling, you know, and some of the economic challenges that are out there clearly. And at all times, we've been minded to absolutely make sure the, you know, the beneficiaries, the residents of our care homes, the students in our college, the pupils in our schools, you know, are at the forefront of what we're doing, and their relatives as well, clearly. So, you know, we've been sort of going along, having to manage in a slightly sort of difficult circumstance. But the good news is, you know, we have managed to transfer now three of our establishments. We transferred a school back to the end of March, beginning of April, one of our care homes at the start of June. And we've just transferred some of our accommodation that's around our college this week, actually. So the good news is that we are getting through that programme. And, you know, it's all part of the RNIB, you know, becoming a sort of focused and better organisation as we go forwards.
A lot of ongoing work within the organisation, but not just because of lockdown and so on, but I suppose it was a forced opportunity to look at how we as an organisation operate, how we work and how we interact.
No, indeed, you know, we've all been working at home and, you know, communicating through Zoom meetings and Skype and Teams, you know, and getting into a different sort of rhythm and learning some of the protocols around that. I think the way we've been able to manage sort of so well as an organisation is because a lot of the work done over the previous sort of 12 months on our systems infrastructure, on our IT, that allowed us to have people working from home, stay connected, have the hardware, which has been great. And, you know, that sort of the learnings and the process, you know, didn't stop at the start of coronavirus. It's been ongoing. So, you know, for example, I think we've all got used to using Teams now as our medium of choice. And as an organisation, for example, we will be turning off Skype in September and we won't be using Zoom, and we'll be very much committed to say Teams as our application. I think, you know, that's just a very small example of what we're learning about, you know, how to work effectively, as many organisations and many of your listeners will be working out how they've been managing their lives and, you know, staying connected both personally and professionally.
I suppose for a lot of organisations, whatever sector, you know, they're looking at the costs, you know, buildings and running the organisations as well. I suppose that blended work or home working for many must be an area that they will be investigating. You know, there has to be money spent there as well. And probably good for staff's health. I suppose it's a very popular thing, isn't it? Blended working.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I think just to continue my point on infrastructure, I mean, you know, we've been learning, you know, that we've had to invest and have invested in infrastructure, hardware, enough laptops for people to work from home, you know, the infrastructure, the applications allow people to stay connected, you know, and we've carried on doing that both for the benefit of our employees, but clearly for our sort of beneficiaries and all those people who engage, you know, with the RNIB, you know, partly, yeah, absolutely, to try and be as lean and sort of cost effective as possible, but also to, you know, enhance our service. And I think a couple of big things that we've got, you know, coming sort of in August now would be an internal thing, which is our sort of customer relationship management application. Sounds a bit dry, but it's our ability to really know our beneficiaries well and be able to engage with them. And there's been a big tidying up into one application, which goes live in August. And then something that your listeners might well see again as you move into sort of through August and September is we're sort of replatforming our retail website. So, you know, if people online with the RNIB shop, you know, they will find a much richer experience, you know, in engaging with us on that. You know, it looks a bit more modern and up to speed with better functionality. So I think people who are very used, as we all are at the moment, to sort of shopping online and not necessarily going into physical shops, you know, get used to a degree of, you know, expertise and capability. And we are sort of catching up with that in the RNIB, and we're replatforming our retail website to be much more modern and customer facing. So two sort of important developments coming for us in the next sort of month.
I think if our listeners are anything like me, their cardboard recycling will have shot up over the past couple of months, I think, online shopping. So some great news there as well. Do visit the shop. We'll give you some contact details just a little while, actually, if you want to find out more. And of course, for the RNIB helpline. Something big which we are doing as well, Matt, I know you are personally, is getting involved in RNIB's Marathon Mates.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So, you know, a sort of obvious plug again here now to people to engage with Marathon Mates, which is our new sort of fundraising sort of running activity in September. It's basically to try and run through the month, not in one go. He says quickly, 26 miles with a friend, and you can divvy up the distance as you see fit between the pair of you. But it sort of is a virtual, you know, evolution of our double dash, which was that sort of tethered run that we started last year to great success. You know, clearly that's a bit tricky now to get these events off the ground physically, but to do this sort of virtual thing where you're running from your house and your friends running from their house, and online you come together and sort of pull the miles done and pull the fundraising is great. I know you've signed up, Alan. I'm inundated actually with a few people in the organisation who want me to run with them. I'm not too sure why they think I'm a suitable partner. Yeah, my daughter thinks it's her sort of right to run with me, but I will sort of pin someone down this week. I'm in a luxurious position of having a few people who are keen to run with me. But if your listeners are keen to engage, it's great fun. You know, lasts a bit of time. And I think, you know, your point about a lot of recycling through lockdown, I think probably all eating a few too many chocolate biscuits as well. So this is a good opportunity to get off the couch and get out in the autumn fresh air and cover a few miles for charity.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will be covering this over the next little while anyway. You will be hearing more about it, but do go to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk. If you'd like more information on our services, the helpline is there, of course, with the extended hours. Do please get in touch on 0303 123 9999. That's Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The website is there with a whole host of information for you too. Go to rnib.org.uk. Well, that's it for this week's update. Thank you very much, Matt, and thanks once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me, Alan.